It's a military map of Manchester, and it shows a very different geography of the city to what you would see on the Ordnance Survey maps produced in UK at the time. It's basically, it shows you what the Russian invaders would have wanted to see on a map.
So what would those things be?
The roads that they could get the tanks down, the targets that they would need to secure, the key place names in Cyrillic in the Russian alphabet. Very different, again, from what you would see on the Ordnance Survey.
What would their targets have been?
Well, they colour-code them, actually. So industry is important, obviously, if you're invading somewhere. So Trafford Park in the to the south of the Ship Canal, it's coded in black, key industries numbered, public buildings like the university in purple, and military sites of strategic importance like the Risley nuclear site or barracks in green.
How did this map come to light?
Well, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, the map factories dotted across Russia, basically their materials became available on the Western market, and I think we got our copy via the Ministry of Defence, in fact. But, I mean, you can buy them. You can buy them over the web from American wholesalers now.
Now, the people of Manchester in the 1970s might have been quite surprised to see Russian tanks rolling into town. I mean, how close were the Russians to implementing such a plan?
We don't know. I mean, I guess NATO would have had similar mapping of other global cities. We can but speculate at this distance. It was obviously important enough for the Russian military to invest a large amount of money in doing this mapping.
How did the Russians get the information to compile this map?
Well, they used Ordnance Survey sources, but not only Ordnance Survey. So they would have used road atlases, they would have used spy satellite imagery to show the things that don't appear on the official maps, and they'd also, there's some evidence that they would have had people on the ground to actually fill in the details, to work out which factories were where.
And is there anything they've missed out?
The road network isn't as complete as it would be on Ordnance Survey because they were using slightly superseded evidence. Equally, they show things that the Ordnance Survey doesn't show. So some of the military sites that are not on our maps are actually appearing on the Russian map.